Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is useful language for básico students. This is for elementary and pre-intermediate students. I'm going to mention a language function. This is an intention, a communicative intention we have, like, for example, initiating contact. When we want to initiate contact, what can we say? When we want to start talking to somebody, what can we say, right? So I'm going to mention different language functions and different sentences that we can use to fulfill those language functions. Here we go. Initiating contact. Well, first of all, we can say hello, hi, hi there, hello, how are you? Or I'm fine, thank you, and you? I'm okay. I'm very well, not bad. Or you can also say, how are you? Hello, how are you? So-so. What's wrong? My mom's in hospital. Or you can also say, how's life? Good. Or I'm too busy. Or working hard but happy. Or not so good. I can't find a job. Or I'm okay, but my daughter is ill, or my son is ill, so I'm a bit worried. Or, so, remember, hi there, howdy, what's up, okay? Then we can also initiate contact with a formal greeting like this, good morning, and then the reply is good morning too, okay? So you say, good morning. Good morning, or hello, and good afternoon, and good evening. Remember that good night is not to say hello. These sentences here are to say hello, but when we say good night, that's to say goodbye. And we usually say that when people are going to bed. Okay, so good night is not for initiating contact. Okay, it's for ending the contact. So, good morning, okay? How are you? And then you can go to the first block, right? You say, good morning, and then, hi, how are you? I'm fine, thank you, and you? Then another block is when you're surprised, you say, hey, how are you? Hi there, nice to see you. Okay, or long without seeing you. Yes, sure. So, how's life? Well, this is for intermediate, but just so you know. The next block is, hello, my name's Micaela Ford. What's your name? Okay, we use the family name or the surname when it's the first time we're introducing ourselves. And when we are in a formal situation, okay, when the police, a police officer asks us, what's your name? We cannot say, my name's Michelle, right? We have to say, my name is, and then your first name and your surname or family name, okay? Then we can initiate contact by introducing somebody to somebody else. For instance, when we say, hello, Martin. This is Monica. Monica, this is Martin. And they are going to say, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too. Okay? And we can also initiate contact by making a question about the place or things like that. For example, is this room one? Yes, it is. Or I don't know. Or I think so. Or, is this seat free? Yes, I think so. Or, can I sit here? Yes, you can. Or, I'm not sure. Is anyone sitting here? Okay, the next language function is ending the contact. So what can we say when we want to finish a conversation? We can say goodbye, bye, bye-bye, see you on Monday. Or in American English, in U.S. American English, see you Monday, or see you next day, Have a nice weekend. You too. Thanks. Bye. Have a nice day. You too. Bye. See you then. Enjoy your weekend. You too. The same to you. Or have a nice holiday. You too. Or take care. Cuídate. Take care. And the next block is well. When we say, I need to leave now. Nice meeting you. I need to leave now. Nice meeting you. And the person replies, nice meeting you too. Nice meeting you too. When you say, sorry, I've got to go now. I've got to go now. Or if you're also leaving with the people there, let's go, let's go. Then the next language function is thanking, saying thank you and replies, okay? So you say, thank you very much, very much. Or more informally, thanks. And people reply, you're welcome, not at all, it's okay. And then in formal situations, we instead of thank you, we can say, very kind of you, very kind of you, which means muy amable por su parte. But this sentence in an informal situation is very expressive, is very warm, effective, okay? When you say very kind of you to a friend who gave you some help or something like that, it's more like, qué detalle de tu parte, qué buen rollo, qué amable, qué generoso, okay? And more expressive still, very sweet of you. Eso es qué detallazo, qué dulzura, ¿no? Very sweet of you. It's another way to say thank you. The next language function is congratulating, saying congratulations, and also giving positive feedback. For example, when we say, thanks for your work, or wonderful work, right? My pleasure, not at all. I'm glad you find it useful. I'm glad you found it useful. When you say, very helpful, thank you so much, very helpful, or very useful. I'm glad you find it helpful, okay? Thanks so much. And then when people pass exams, when people get married or divorced, when people do something well, you say, congratulations, well done, good work. And the person says, thanks, very kind of you, very sweet of you, remember. You can also give this feedback and by saying, I'm really happy for you, or this kind of solidarity message, right? I'm really happy for you, thanks so much. And you can reply, thanks so much, okay? And then, of course, thanks for sharing, thanks for reading, thanks for watching, thanks for listening. The next language function is expressing good wishes. For example, if somebody has an exam, you say, good luck. The person may say, wish me luck, wish me luck. And you say, good luck then, or best of luck, okay? And the person says, thanks. Or you say, have a good time, have a good party, have a great meetup, have a lovely weekend, enjoy your stay, enjoy your meal, enjoy your trip, enjoy your flight, enjoy your journey, enjoy your voyage, enjoy your night out. And you say, thanks, you too, or thanks, thanks a lot, thanks a lot. Enjoy your stay is when people stay somewhere, okay? People at the airport also tell you that. Que disfrute de su estancia, right? And enjoy your meal is something that people working in restaurants may tell you. And then we all say, enjoy your trip when people are going away. And if we want to be more specific about the means of transport, we say, enjoy your flight for airplanes. Enjoy your journey when people travel by car or by train. And enjoy your voyage when people travel by ship or, you know. And then the next language function is talking about health. So how are you means health. Now you're talking, you're asking about somebody's health. I'm fine or whatever. But when we can also say, how are you feeling, when we know that the person was ill, was sick, okay? We say, how are you feeling? Like, how are you feeling now? And the person may reply, I'm better now. I'm fine. I'm okay now. Or much better now. Or I'm feeling much better now. And you can also ask, are you better now? Are you feeling better now? Yes, I am. Thank you. You can also say completely recovered or a bit weak. And then we can ask about somebody else's health. How's your mom? How's your dad? How's your daughter? How's your son? How's your friend? How's your partner? She's well now. She's much better now. He's well now. He's much better now. Thanks for asking. Thanks for caring. Send her my love. Send her my regards. Send him my love. Send him my regards. Give her a hug from me. Give him a hug from me. And then when people bump into something, se chocan con algo, or trip, or se tropiezan, or hurt themselves, you say, oh, did you hurt yourself? Did you hurt yourself? Which is a silly question, but we do that. Or, are you okay? Are you okay? And the person with the pain will say, ouch! Yes, I'm okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Or, yes, it hurts, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Thanks. And you can offer help. Would you like some water? Would you like a tissue? Shall I call for help? Do you need anything? And then the person, because this is an offering, might say, yes, please, or no, thank you. Okay? And you can express like your solidarity, like saying, I'm very sorry, I'm so sorry, okay? When they tell you about health problems, and when they tell you about a death, that somebody died, okay? You can say, my condolences, or I'm very sorry about your loss, I'm very sorry about your loss, and the person will say, thank you. Then the language you need for interrupting is excuse me. Excuse me is the universal interrupter, okay? And also to express apologies. Okay, we'll see. So you can say, excuse me, where is the toilet? Excuse me, can I come in? Excuse me, how can I get to the train station from here? Excuse me, I'm looking for a pair of jeans. Excuse me, would you like dessert now? Okay, and the person can say, well, depending on the situation, yes, of course, or can I help you? Okay, and apologies, well, when we say sorry, I'm very sorry, I'm really sorry, these are the same. I'm very sorry and I'm really sorry are synonyms. And I'm so sorry, you need to stress. So, I'm so sorry. Okay, I hope this was useful. Have a nice day.